idea you trying to help yourself, and then I'll go along with you. So I liked the way this school was founded. And my husband and I hired a taxi to go from this hotel out to the school. And you hear me speak of Mr. He's in here so many times, and he's to get that rocker. His name is embroidered, and I put it on the back of that rocker because he liked it. I had his wife to embroider his name, and I put it back there. But anyway, I've dealt more, and so, all right. My husband and I went from this hotel out to this Mount Mary school, and we called for the yard man to give us somebody that could tell us about the school and show us about it. And this Mr. came out. Well, Mr. comes to see me now more than anybody else and goes out and sees about the farms and all. And, well, all right. Now, I wasn't back there, so we spent the afternoon. Just he then got in the taxi with us, and we spent the afternoon looking over those grounds. Well, about 4 years after that, we took Mr. and I took Mr. and Miss who had taken us over to the airport and the railroad stations when we traveled on the trains and had gone with us lots. Why, we took them on a trip up into Windsor, Canada, and then came back down to the Niagara Falls and on back through Georgia. And I learned some more about the school. And the more I learned about it, the better I liked it. The more I learned about it, the better I liked it. And then some of the, Mr. came here and talked with me about it. And my husband and I wanted to help it. And that's when I gave him, when my husband then died, 2 or 3 years after this visit with this couple there, that's when I gave them this 191 acres. But I've just recently deeded them over another 300. In all, you might say I've given them 500 acres of that good black man line. That the main highway splits two of them. And then the other has got a farm to market road through it. So it's pretty good black land.
Right.
And of course now, part of this, I have to live. And they give me an annuity. And that annuity lets me live, but if I die tonight, it's theirs. And they know it. And I've just recently given them that. And when I went back there, I told you about sending my furniture there, my yes. piano. I had a Steinway piano and all. And the first thing I saw when I entered this cottage, I didn't know then that it was going to be named Jewel. It had another name, but anyway, they finally wound up my name at Jewel, and that was after me. My first thing I saw was my hall tree, my antique hall tree. Then I saw a long table that was a very nice and unusual library table. Then my piano around the corner. And then my grandfather's clock that was just about as, it would go in this room, but one much lower than this ceiling. And Judy, that cares for my room here, she says this room will never look right till that clock was back there. And I said, well, honey, it's in Georgia. I sent it to Georgia. And this one is called to, is the guest cottage for all the special guests that go there. And then when I went there, I got to sleep in my own bed. I think I told you that the other day. I slept in my own bed, ate off my own table, out of my dishes, rested in my own room.
You couldn't be any more at home than that.
No. I was at home.